Demonstrators in London have taken to the streets to protest against the British government's response to Wednesday's deadly fire at a London high-rise. And meanwhile, British police say that at least 58 people are still missing and possibly presumed dead in this tragedy. Police also warn the number may increase. Thousands of people have rallied in the German city of Cologne, protesting against extremism and terrorism. They chanted slogans calling on people worldwide to unite against terror. The march was organized by Muslim activists. A similar demonstration will be held next week in Berlin. U.S. police have made arrests as thousands of protesters rallied in St. Paul, Minnesota, after a police officer was acquitted in the 2016 killing of a black motorist. Minnesota jury dropped all charges against Officer Geronimo Yanez, who shot Philando Castile point blank during a traffic stop last July. Syria has announced the cessation of combat operations in the southern city of Daraa for 48 hours in support of national reconciliation. Syrian forces have recently intensified their offensives against foreign-backed militants there. Ceasefire was part of a de-escalation agreement brokered by Iran, Russia, and Turkey in May. An Iraqi fighter jet has targeted Daesh positions in the west of Mosul, killing at least 15 of the terrorists. Iraq's military says the 7 foreign nationals are among the dead. Iraqi government forces have been engaged in a large-scale operation to liberate terrorists' last major stronghold in the country. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman has expressed deep regret over the killing of an Iranian fisherman by a Saudi coast guard in Iran's southern waters. Bahram Ghassemi says Iran has launched an investigation into the incident. Separately, Iran's deputy interior minister has criticized the attack as, quote, inhumane. The U.S. military says 7 American soldiers were wounded as an Afghan soldier opened fire at a base in northern Afghanistan. Shooter was shot and killed, and 1 Afghan soldier was wounded. Insider attack came as the U.S. appears set to boost its troop presence in the country. And Russian President Vladimir Putin says new U.S. sanctions will complicate ties between the two nations. He's warned of a proper response. The U.S. Senate overwhelmingly voted for strict sanctions over alleged Moscow interference in the 2016 presidential race, as well as the country's role in Ukraine and Syria. And that is your news in brief.